So you'll see that the talk today is called Our Mothering God, and it is Mothering Sunday, as we've mentioned a number of times. And I thought I'd take the opportunity to think about the mothering nature of God. Let's just think about the terms that we sort of associate with that sense of it could be a loving mother-child relationship, it could be any other type of loving relationship. The sorts of things that we think about are things like that sense of closeness, that sense of empathy, that sense of unconditional love, a sense of joy, and a sense that you want the other person to feel okay. Now, I'm sure that we can all call to mind examples of God demonstrating those things to us. So what I thought it would be helpful to do was to think about times when we read of those things in the Bible, and I hope that this will encourage and inspire you to think more about the nature of God. So first of all, that sense of closeness. In James, we read, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Our God wants us to draw close to him. Secondly, that sense of empathy, that sense of being able to think oneself into how the other person is feeling. It says in Hebrews, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. So that means that we have a loving God who understands the situations that we find ourselves in. God knows and understands our every feeling, positive and negative. Jesus was fully human as well as fully God. And because he was fully human, he experienced the full range of human emotions that we experience: happiness, sadness, joy, fear, anxiety, anger, every single emotion. Jesus felt those as well. Thirdly, that sense of unconditional love. It says in Romans, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is unconditional love, as is John 3:16, which many of us hold as a memory verse. God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish, but inherit eternal life. How else can we understand that sense of unconditional love than somebody that would send their son to die for us? Fourthly, that sense of joy. You bring joy to God. God looks at you and God smiles. God wants you to live your best life, to be who he wants you to be. God created you and you bring him joy. God doesn't make mistakes. And also that sense that God wants us to be okay. God says in Isaiah, I will strengthen you and I will help you. God will not abandon us, whatever situation we find ourselves in. Those are just some of the examples of the mothering nature of God, if we are thinking about a really positive relationship with a mother and a child. And there are many, many more. Maybe you might like to look at some of those later on in the day. Let's have a look at the readings that we've heard this morning. So firstly, Isaiah 49:15-18, which Diamond kindly brought to us earlier. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. So even if she does forget, which I think is unlikely, even if that does happen, God's devotion to his people is greater than that of a loving mother to her child. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, whatever we have done, God loves and cherishes us. Have a look at verse 16. It says, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Just imagine that. Our names are engraved on the palms of the hands of our Creator. God knows all of us by name, and He knew every single detail of our lives before we were even here. And if you look at the other part of the verse, the second part of verse 16, your walls are ever before me. And it's quite interesting, having read around this a lot, there are different ways that scholars interpret what that actually means. I like the idea of God always being aware of us, His people, promising to protect us and to rebuild us when we feel broken. Your walls are ever before me. God is watching over us, and He will never stop doing this. People will come and go in our lives. They may go unexpectedly. God will never leave us. God will never go away from us. That is one of His many promises to us. And that is why we can and should place our trust in Him. If we jump to our second reading, this is from Paul's first letter to the people of Thessalonica, which was a young church. It had only been established 2 or 3 years earlier. The key part for me is, for our talk today, is verse 7. It says, "Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well." It's the word "gently" here. We were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. I think sometimes gentleness as a quality can be overlooked. Sometimes there's that sense that assertiveness, confidence, and power are better than gentleness. But let's think about gentleness. Gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. It's one of them listed in Galatians. And those are characteristics found in the nature of Christ. But what is gentleness? Gentleness is about being considerate. It's about meeting the needs of others. It's about being willing to learn. God is gentle with His people. God is gentle with us. He nurtures us, sustains us, watches over us, keeps us close. There's a final verse I want to mention here. In Luke 13:34, Jesus says, "How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. We are protected under the wings of our mothering God." Amen. Amen. Thank you.